Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Moon as feelings in all nakshatras, Gemini rising. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra, 11th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. You are naturally curious, adaptable, and intellectual, with a strong focus on communication and social connections. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashwini, it brings a pioneering and dynamic approach to your social and aspirational life. You are quick to connect with others and take initiative in group settings. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional excitement and fresh experiences. Ashwini's healing energy encourages you to embrace innovation and independence in your social interactions. You may often inspire others through your unique perspective and ability to initiate change. Moon in Bharani Nakshatra, 11th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. As a Gemini rising, your intellectual and flexible nature combines with the 11th house's focus on social networks and aspirations, adding depth to your emotional connections. Moon in Bharani Nakshatra. When the moon is in Bharani, it introduces themes of nurturing, transformation, and responsibility to your social interactions. You feel a deep emotional connection to collective goals and group efforts. Your emotional body. You process emotions with intensity and a strong sense of purpose. Bharani encourages you to balance your social ambitions with emotional care, fostering meaningful connections within your social circle. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra, 12th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics, your curious and communicative nature blends with the 12th house's focus on introspection, spirituality, and emotional release, fostering a reflective emotional outlook. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra. When the moon is in Kritika, it introduces clarity, precision, and a transformative approach to your inner world. You are driven to release emotional baggage and refine your subconscious patterns. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional purification and inner clarity. Kritika encourages you to embrace solitude and self-awareness, helping you process emotions with sharp insight and renewed strength. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's adaptable energy combines with the 12th house's focus on emotional introspection and spiritual growth, enhancing your ability to reflect on your inner world. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra. When the moon is in Rohini, it introduces creativity, beauty, and emotional richness to your introspective side. You find solace in exploring art, spirituality, and harmonious environments. Your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and creativity. Rohini encourages you to find emotional fulfillment through peaceful reflection and nurturing your inner self, fostering growth through aesthetic and spiritual pursuits. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 1st house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Your intellectual and curious nature aligns with the 1st house's focus on self-expression and identity, adding an adventurous edge to your emotional world. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mrigashira, it emphasizes exploration, adaptability, and a thirst for knowledge in your emotional expression. You are naturally drawn to new experiences and ideas. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional variety and intellectual stimulation. Mrigashira encourages you to embrace curiosity and flexibility, helping you grow emotionally through learning and exploration. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra. 1st house, your Gemini rising characteristics. Your intellectual and communicative nature aligns with the 1st house's focus on self-expression and personal identity, adding emotional depth and intensity to your outlook. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra, When the moon is in Ardra, ruled by Rahu, it introduces emotional intensity, curiosity, and a desire for transformation. You may feel drawn to exploring deeper truths about yourself and your emotions. Your emotional body. You process emotions with intellectual depth and adaptability. Ardra encourages you to face challenges head-on, fostering growth through self-awareness and personal transformation. Moon in Punarvasa Nakshatra, first house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's adaptable and communicative nature enhances the first house's focus on individuality and emotional self-expression, fostering emotional versatility and optimism. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatra. When the moon is in Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, it brings themes of renewal, hope, and resilience to your emotional world. You naturally bounce back from setbacks and thrive on nurturing connections. Your emotional body. You process emotions with optimism and adaptability. Punarvasu encourages you to revisit emotional patterns and grow through self-reflection and harmonious relationships. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra characteristics. Your communicative and flexible energy combines with the second house's focus on material security and family values, fostering emotional engagement in your closest relationships. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra. When the moon is in Pushya, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes nurturing, discipline, and emotional resilience. You feel deeply connected to providing care and support for your family and loved ones. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and a sense of responsibility. Pushya encourages you to build emotional stability and nurture meaningful relationships through structure and mutual care. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra, second house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's inquisitive and communicative nature aligns with the second house's focus on family and material security, adding an intuitive and analytical edge to your emotions. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of emotional sharpness, insight, and adaptability. You may navigate family dynamics with a deep understanding of emotional subtleties. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional intelligence and adaptability. Ashlesha encourages you to explore and resolve complex emotional patterns, fostering emotional growth and harmony within family connections. Moon in Magha Nakshatra. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and dynamic energy combines with the third house's focus on communication, courage, and adaptability, enhancing your ability to express emotions with confidence. Moon in Magha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Magha, ruled by Ketu, it emphasizes pride, ancestral connection, and leadership in your emotional interactions. You feel driven to honor traditions while embracing emotional growth. Your emotional body. You process emotions with a sense of responsibility and pride. Magha encourages you to express your feelings with confidence and clarity, fostering strong and meaningful connections in your interactions. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, third house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's lively and communicative energy combines with the third house's focus on self-expression, adaptability, and courage, enhancing your ability to connect emotionally with others. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, it introduces themes of emotional relaxation, creativity, and joy. You feel drawn to nurturing relationships that bring you comfort and happiness. Your emotional body. You process emotions with a focus on self-expression and harmony. Purva Falguni encourages you to balance your intellectual curiosity with emotional satisfaction, fostering meaningful and joyful connections. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Your intellectual and adaptable nature combines with the fourth house's focus on home, emotional security, and family, emphasizing your ability to create harmony in your environment. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, it enhances your emotional maturity and focus on responsibility within family dynamics. You feel fulfilled by building a stable and supportive home life. Your emotional body. You process emotions with a sense of purpose and care. Uttara Falguni encourages you to find balance between nurturing your loved ones and fostering your personal growth, creating emotional stability through meaningful connections. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra, fourth house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's communicative and curious energy blends with the fourth house's focus on emotional foundations, enhancing your ability to express and process emotions within family settings. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Hasta, ruled by the moon, it introduces themes of adaptability, emotional dexterity, and practicality. You excel at creating emotional harmony through thoughtful and caring actions. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional flexibility and precision. Hasta encourages you to balance your intellectual tendencies with nurturing care, fostering emotional clarity and security within your home. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra, fifth house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's dynamic and intellectual energy combines with the fifth house's focus on creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits, amplifying your emotional connection to artistic and innovative endeavors. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Chitra, ruled by Mars, it enhances your creative instincts and desire for emotional balance. You are driven to express your feelings through beauty, design, and meaningful projects. Your emotional body. You process emotions with creativity and passion. Chitra encourages you to align your emotional expression with artistic pursuits, fostering emotional clarity and self-discovery through your creative efforts. Moon in Swati Nakshatra, fifth house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and communicative nature aligns with the fifth house's focus on creativity, romance, and intellectual exploration, enhancing your ability to connect emotionally with others. Moon in Swati Nakshatra. When the moon is in Swati, ruled by Rahu, it emphasizes independence, adaptability, and emotional exploration. You thrive on intellectual stimulation and creating harmonious relationships. Your emotional body. You process emotions with flexibility and curiosity. Swati encourages you to explore new emotional perspectives, fostering growth and understanding through balanced and open interactions. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra, fifth house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's dynamic and intellectually curious nature combines with the fifth house's focus on creativity, self-expression, and personal growth, enhancing your ability to explore emotional depth. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces themes of determination, transformation, and emotional balance. You are driven to channel your emotions into meaningful creative endeavors and personal connections. Your emotional body. You process emotions with purpose and intensity. Vishakha encourages you to use your feelings as a catalyst for growth and balance, fostering emotional clarity through intellectual and creative pursuits. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra, sixth house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's communicative and adaptable nature combines with the sixth house's focus on discipline, service, and overcoming challenges, fostering emotional resilience. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes loyalty, commitment, and emotional strength in your approach to solving problems and supporting others. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional depth and dedication. Anuradha encourages you to face emotional challenges with patience and care, fostering growth and fulfillment through acts of service and resilience. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, sixth house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and problem-solving nature aligns with the sixth house's focus on service, daily routines, and emotional resilience, enhancing your ability to handle challenges thoughtfully. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, it introduces emotional intelligence, resourcefulness, and control. You excel at navigating complex emotional dynamics with insight and strategic thinking. Your emotional body. You process emotions with sharp insight and adaptability. Jyeshtha encourages you to use your emotional intelligence to resolve conflicts and foster growth, balancing your intellectual strengths with emotional clarity. Moon in Mulanak Seventh House. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's curious and adaptable energy blends with the seventh house's focus on partnerships, relationships, and mutual understanding, adding depth to your emotional connections. Moon in Mula Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mula, ruled by Ketu, it emphasizes emotional exploration, truth-seeking, and transformation. You are driven to uncover the root causes of emotional dynamics within your relationships, your emotional body. You thrive on emotional introspection and renewal. Moolah encourages you to dig deep into your feelings, fostering growth and understanding in partnerships through emotional honesty and exploration. Moon in Purva Anaksha's seventh house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's communicative and intellectual nature aligns with the seventh house's focus on relationships, collaboration, and harmony, enhancing your ability to form meaningful connections. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, it emphasizes emotional resilience, optimism, and harmony in relationships. You feel fulfilled when your emotional connections are based on mutual respect and shared growth. Your emotional body. You process emotions with optimism and adaptability. Purva Ashada encourages you to embrace challenges in relationships, fostering emotional fulfillment and clarity through perseverance and shared aspirations. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 8th house, your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's adaptable and intellectually curious nature combines with the 8th house's focus on transformation, emotional depth, and hidden truths, fostering a desire for self-discovery. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, it introduces themes of resilience, emotional integrity, and a commitment to personal growth. You feel driven to navigate emotional complexities with patience and strength. Your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and determination. Uttara Ashada encourages you to embrace emotional transformation, finding fulfillment through clarity, self-discipline, and personal evolution. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra, 8th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and communicative nature aligns with the 8th house's focus on introspection, shared resources, and emotional transformation, enhancing your ability to process emotions deeply. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shravana, ruled by the moon, it emphasizes emotional intelligence, adaptability, and a quest for understanding hidden aspects of your feelings. You seek clarity through thoughtful reflection and learning. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional insight and adaptability. Shravana encourages you to use your emotions as a guide for growth and transformation, fostering harmony and resilience in navigating emotional challenges. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 8th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and adaptive energy combines with the 8th house's focus on transformation and deep emotional connections, amplifying your capacity for emotional growth. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, it emphasizes ambition, resilience, and adaptability in managing emotions. You feel empowered to face emotional challenges with determination and courage. Your emotional body. You process emotions with clear clarity and a forward-thinking approach. Dhanishta encourages you to align emotional resilience with self-discovery, fostering personal and relational transformation. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 9th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and versatile nature aligns with the 9th house's focus on spiritual growth, higher education, and adventure, adding emotional depth to your quest for knowledge. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, it emphasizes emotional independence, introspection, and a desire for healing. You often seek truth and clarity through unconventional methods. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional exploration and insight. Shatabhisha encourages you to embrace individuality and self-awareness, fostering emotional growth through unique perspectives and spiritual understanding. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 9th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's dynamic and communicative energy combines with the 9th house's focus on higher learning, spirituality, and intellectual growth, fostering emotional engagement in meaningful pursuits. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, it emphasizes responsibility, emotional depth, and a drive for spiritual and intellectual exploration. You feel emotionally fulfilled by aligning your aspirations with personal values. Your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and purpose. Purva Bhata Pada encourages you to align your emotional needs with intellectual and spiritual growth, fostering fulfillment through meaningful exploration and shared ideals. Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 10th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's intellectual and communicative nature blends with the 10th house's focus on career, public image, and responsibility, fostering a thoughtful and ambitious approach to emotional expression. Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes emotional depth, stability, and a desire to create meaningful accomplishments. You feel driven to balance your emotional needs with your professional aspirations. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and a strong sense of responsibility. Uttara Bhadrapada encourages you to channel your feelings into building a solid foundation for personal and professional growth, fostering emotional clarity through disciplined efforts. Moon in Ravati Nakshatra, 10th house. Your Gemini rising characteristics. Gemini's dynamic and versatile energy combines with the 10th house's focus on public life, career goals, and ambition, enhancing your ability to connect emotionally through your achievements. Moon in Ravati Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ravati, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of compassion, emotional guidance, and nurturing success. You feel drawn to careers and projects that align with your values and offer a sense of purpose. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with sensitivity and insight. Ravati encourages you to focus on creating harmony in your professional life, fostering emotional fulfillment through meaningful contributions and compassionate leadership.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.